So when I reach my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. Seen that girl as the road to my survival. And I feel so good, and just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night! Oh, what a garden of delight! Even now, that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers.
Simon Stuff, as usual, from WPIX and the Dayton Show. Paul Simon Duncan, 251. Good afternoon. Or good morning, whatever it is. Mr. Spock defends himself against a mutiny charge in The Menagerie, Part 2, tonight's episode of Star Trek, on WPIX TV, Channel 11. An unusual communication system is used to reenact scenes of the Enterprise's first journey 13 years before. Guest stars Susan Oliver and Malachi Throne. Ah, good old Malachi's back. They join Star Trek regulars William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy tonight at 9 p.m. in color, preceding the news on WPIX TV, Channel 11. All right? Why doesn't this thing light up? Let's see here. I've got to do this smoothly. I'm running a smooth, tight ship here, and this delay is causing me to lose that reputation for smooth, shift. Well, if I can't get it in the machine, I very well can't do it. It's a thing about alcoholism, and all I can do at this point is to urge you, leave the stuff alone, all right? I'll see if I can get this thing to work later on. I got it halfway in the machine, and now I can't get it out. I'm really stuck. Not only did I blow a public service announcement, I lost the use of one machine. Here's Looking Glass, Brandy. Yeah, I think that might help a lot.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And where's a girl? This harbor town, she works.
me. Fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, bring it. North of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, gonna find out what a good wife you would be.
Now listen, I'll let the lady lay the number on you of the Alcoholics Recovery Institute, okay? Go ahead.
777-5752.
Thank you very much. Straight, Cat Stevens, All Gold from 1971. Ah, we're getting back in time now from 72 to 71. 2:55, a Dayton Thursday show.
Been happy nation.
In shambles.
Thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling nation. Dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday. Going to come, cause out on the edge of darkness, there lies a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Out on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get the peace train holding roller.
Put everyone up on the peace train.
Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. Cause it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Come and join the living. Let's not stop all of you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Out of the peace train.
Come on. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Out on the peace train.
Come on, peace. Is peace train holding rolling?
Everyone jump up on the peace train. Come on. come on, come on.
Yes, I'm on the peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Bob Dayton, touching you on WPIX FM New York. Thursday show from WPIX. That's Joey Heatherton. Too bad about her face and body, right? Poor chick. Some of us have got it and some of us don't. 75 degrees, midtown Manhattan, flash, small beginnings. Show for Thursday from Happening Fix in New York. Flash and small beginnings. Well, it's not the size that counts, girls. The shape. 75 degrees midtown. Semi-nice day in New York. 304. The Dayton Show in progress. This is progress. In progress until 6 o'clock. Here's Al Green.
Spending my day thinking about you.
Dayton on a Thursday from Happening Pics in New York. I'm still in love with you because you're looking so good. 307 in New York. When'd you get that tan, huh? Last weekend?
I wish you could see me. I've got a tan you wouldn't believe. Most people would say I don't need a suntan lotion anymore. Not true. I still need one to keep my skin moist and my tan beautiful. So it's only right that I'm using new Golden Tan from Sea and Ski. It helped get me this way in the first place. And I've put too much into this tan to take a chance on losing it now.
New Golden Tan. Use it to get your tan, then use it to keep your tan. Beautiful.
Wait a minute, I'm lighting a cigar. Hold on a second. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Where was it? Oh, a Volvo doesn't look big from the outside, but when you get inside, it grows on you. Sit in the front seats. You have more room to stretch your legs than you do in a Cadillac DeVille. And you plop down in the back seat, you'll experience the strange sensation of not having your knees scrunched up against the front seat. A Volvo has more rear seat legroom than a Buick Electra. Poke around the trunk. You'll discover it's bigger than a Lincoln Continental's. On long trips, you'll also be eternally grateful for Volvo's fully reclining bucket seats. They have according to who's with you, of course, they have an adjustable lumbar support to make the seat backs firmer or softer. One thing that's not soft about a Volvo is the body construction. It's so strong you can stack seven Volvos on top of each other without squashing the one on the bottom. It's also protected by six coats of primer and paint at two different undercoatings. Volvo doesn't want your enjoyment of their inside to be spoiled by the disintegration of their outside. Look up your Volvo dealer in the Yellow Pages. See how you fit into a Volvo.
Listen to WPIX FM for all your worth.
I am.
$50.
John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station. All right, John B. Quigley, Stuyvesant Drive, Port Jefferson Station.
You have 5 minutes to call the Pix Rap Line at 972-0300. 972-0300.
Listen.
To WPIX FM for all your worth.
This was a hit. It's all gone.
Wilson Pickett, the Pix from 1966.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
na na, I need somebody to help me say it one time.
Na 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 na.
'66, Old Gold on the Dayton Show from WPIX in New York. Can't read. Do the show at the same time. Wilson Pickett and Land of a Thousand Dances, Old Gold. New York area environment, air quality acceptable. Partly sunny this afternoon, high around 80 tonight. Partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s, 75 degrees in New York right now. We have a weather jingle?
Jingle!
Uh-huh, thank you. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, be beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. She told me it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I find myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night.
Didn't show up.
I believe.
Too late to turn back now. Cornelius Brothers, Sister Rose on a Thursday Dayton show from Happening Picks. Good afternoon, 3:15 right now. New from the OJs, Backstabbers.
Good.
Good afternoon. 75 degrees in New York.
Hey, troglodytes.
Not about a woman.
Have you seen Alice Cooper's patties yet? Alice Cooper's new School's Out album, complete with lace patties, now especially priced at Sears. Plus Jimmy Castor's Bunch Troglodyte album.
Come here.
And special low prices on Elvis's Live at Madison Square Garden. Simon and Garfunkel's greatest hits, plus new albums by the Carpenters, Neil Diamond, Three, Derek and the Dominoes, New Riders of the Purple Sage, and the new Live at London album by Chuck Berry.
She threw out all her money at the Southern Trust and put her little boy aboard a Greyhound bus, leaving Louisiana for the gold and west.
10 new albums and tapes, including Alice's Lace Panties, now especially priced at Sears. Pull them on.
LPs start at $333. 8-track tapes start at $488. Sale ends Saturday.
It's the real thing, and it's happening around New York this week. Sold at the Center, Lincoln Center, with black theater, dance, poetry, and music. Some of the participating artists are Carmen McRae, Mongo Santa Maria, and Linda Hopkins. Central Park concerts feature J. Geil's band Friday and Saturday, Sha Na Na and Captain Beyond Sunday, Linda Ronstadt at the Bitter End, Black Sabbath, J. Geil's band, and Blue Oyster Cult at Nassau Coliseum, Cactus and Blue Oyster Cult at Ritz Theater, Staten Island, free New York Philharmonic concerts in Brooklyn at Prospect Park, Bronx at Botanical Gardens. It's the real thing. Be part of it.
You're watching a cloud paint a picture and writing your name in the sky. You never had such a feeling. This time it's not what you love. It's the real thing. Because you sip on some coke. Your heart.
heart really hopes it's the real thing.
Like your bottle of coke.
Love's flying high like the clouds in the sky. It's the
Bobby Goldsboro.
10 years of Roland, a capsule history of the Stones. Hear it tonight at 9 p.m. when WPIX presents a special on the Stones following their three-day invasion of New York City. Listen to WPIX FM for all you're worth.
I believe you better do that, baby. 321 now. 75 degrees in New York. Parker's family coming on. Making up as hard to do. But I think we should give it a try, don't you?
They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you.
School's out. It's next on The Dayton Show.
The Eagleton illness. More, and still more. 75 degrees at 325. New York environment. Fair weather. 80s daytime. 60s nighttime. John Webster, WPIX News. In touch.
Here I stand, my son. In a foreign land, my son. But maybe it's not so strange at all.
Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. Have you got a drug problem? Have you got a problem just living? Call them. They care. The Institute of Applied Psychotherapy. 873-1832. 873-1832.
WPIX, for the good of New York.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Thomas Eagleton denied today that he'd ever been arrested on charges of drunken or reckless driving. At a news conference, he called charges by syndicated columnist Jack Anderson a damnable lie. Eagleton said he would not withdraw from the ticket he shares with Senator George McGovern. What Anderson had said was, quote, We have traced but have not seen photostats of Senator Tom Eagleton's traffic records. Still quoting, a former high official from Missouri whose reliability is beyond question, but who has asked that we not identify him, has confirmed that a Missouri state trooper turned over to him photostats of 6 to 11 traffic citations. He cannot be sure, he said, but the figure 11 sticks in his mind. These citations, he said, ranged from drunken driving to speeding. All of them occurred in the 1960s to the best of his recollection, unquote from Jack Anderson's radio script of this morning. Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern, meantime, has canceled a news conference saying he will not be stampeded into replacing Senator Eagleton as his running mate. McGovern's news secretary, Richard Daugherty, said McGovern felt a news conference would be pointless since there is no change in Eagleton's status. Said Daugherty, he really wants to make it clear that he's not going to comment further. In Honolulu, Eagleton said he would withdraw as a vice presidential candidate if he felt his past health problems would hurt McGovern's chances. The top Ohio backer of Senator George McGovern says he expects Senator Eagleton to withdraw as the vice presidential nominee. Howard Metzenbaum, a Cleveland millionaire and an important behind-the-scenes man in the McGovern campaign, says the disclosure of Eagleton's psychiatric treatment would be a definite threat to the Democratic ticket. And there is another report, or rather a series of them, from very, very high sources, that Eagleton has already been asked to get out of the race. I must emphasize that these stories are beyond the rumor stage. One source has told me there is now an ongoing battle in the McGovern camp over who will be the next vice presidential nominee. This source says the ultra-liberals want Sissy Farenthold, the convention's number two vote-getter, but McGovern wants Larry O'Brien. In fact, still another source tells me, McGovern has told the former Democratic National Chairman that he is his choice. A Vietnam veterans group which supports President Nixon has questioned whether the price for a return of American prisoners of war will be establishment of a communist government in Saigon. Paul McNellis of the Vietnam Veterans for a Just Peace says the POW question tops the list of three issues which should be discussed during the presidential campaign.
Is the United States willing to guarantee the imposition of a communist government on South Vietnam is the price for the return of our POWs? After all prisoners are repatriated and all our troops are safely withdrawn, what responsibilities does the United States have to the Vietnamese people? Is the just cause our national leader sent us to defend, the Vietnamese people's right to self-determination, no longer valid?
McNellis and other representatives of the veterans group told a news conference George McGovern appears more concerned about North Vietnam than he is about the South Vietnamese or American troops. The eighth game of the World Chess Championship got underway today in Iceland between challenger Bobby Fischer of Brooklyn and champion Boris Spassky. Going into the eighth game, Fischer leads Spassky 4-3. Movie cameras were in action as the American challenger walked into the hall 10 minutes late. He made his first move, then immediately went to the chief referee to ask whether the cameras were on. But the referee said it turned out Fischer only wanted reassurance that the camera wasn't noisy. Mayor Lindsay has announced the city's going after court action to close down several Times Square hotels. Corporation Counsel J. Lee Rankin will bring suit charging a number of hotels with constituting a public nuisance because of dope dealing and prostitution. The mayor also says he's going to ask city council to require the licensing of all massage parlors. Bob Dayton is next. New York area environment. Air quality acceptable. Partly sunny this afternoon. High around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly cloudy. High around 80. It's 75 degrees. Portions pre-taped. John Webster, In Touch.
WPIX-FM. In Touch with New York.
It's 3:30.
Come on.
after school's out. Alice Cooper, we're back to a Thursday Dayton show from Happening Picks in New York. Good afternoon. Good to have you along until 6 or whenever you have to split. 3:33 right now. That's something nice called Sweet Inspiration, Where You Lead for you. This is Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I need your sweet inspiration.